Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Biographic Information Module, Unit 2, Production Tape 1. On this tape, you'll learn to say the things you learn to understand on the comprehension tape in this unit. Before doing so, let's review the sentences from the target list. Give English equivalents for each of the sentences in the following exchanges. Number 1.
你住在哪里?
Where are you staying?
我住在朋友家。
I'm staying at a friend's house.
你朋友家在哪里?
Where's your friend's house?
他家在大理街。
His house is on Dali Street.
你朋友的地址是?
What's your friend's address?
他的地址是大理街42号。
His address is number 42 Dali Street. Number 2.
你是魏少校吧?
You must be Major Weiss.
是。
Yes. Number 3.
你朋友现在在哪里工作?
Where does your friend work now?
他在台南工作。
He works in Tainan. Number 4.
那是国宾大饭店吗?
Is that the Ambassador Hotel?
是的,那是国宾大饭店。Yes,
that's the Ambassador Hotel.
你住在那里吗?
Are you staying there?
不,我住在这里。
No, I'm staying here. Number 5.
你在哪里工作?
Where do you work?
我在武官处工作。
I work at the military attaché's office. If you had any problems with these sentences, rewind the tape and work on them some more. If you understood them all, you should begin working on how to ask these questions and how to answer them. Listen to this exchange.
你住在哪里?
我住在国宾大饭店。
If you were in Taiwan, you might be staying at the Ambassador Hotel. As you remember, 大饭店 translates literally as Great Hotel and is used in many hotel names. Try saying hotel after the speaker.
大饭店。大饭店。大饭店。Now
repeat the word for ambassador, which means official visitor. The tones are rising high.
国宾。国宾。 国宾
Now repeat Ambassador Hotel.
国宾大饭店。国宾大饭店。
Your friend in Taipei asks where you're staying. Tell him you're at the Ambassador Hotel.
你住在哪里?
Again,
你住在哪里?
我住在国宾大饭店。You'll
notice that a slightly different form of the word 哪儿 was used to ask where, 哪里. The word 哪里 is actually more common throughout most of China and especially in the south. For the rest of the tape, assume that we're in Taiwan, and therefore that Nali is the most appropriate equivalent for where. Repeat where.
Nali. 哪里？哪里？
Where its counterpart nar has a low tone, nali has a rising tone. This is because the second syllable was originally li with a low tone, which affected the low tone of na. However, the low tone of li is now neutral in this combination, and we're left with nali, rising tone, neutral tone. Repeat where again.
Nali.哪里？哪里
？How do you say, "Where are you staying?"
你住在哪里
？As you could predict, there are words in this pattern for there and here also. Repeat here.
这里，这里。这里。
Repeat, I'm staying here.
我住在这里。我住在这里。
Listen to this exchange, which takes place in the hotel lobby.
你住在哪里？
我住在这里。
Now you try it. You're standing in the lobby of the Ambassador Hotel. Answer the following question.
你住在哪里？
我住在这里。
Again,
你住在哪里？
我住在这里。
The conversation could continue like this.
他呢？
他住在那里。
Repeat the word for there.
那里。那里。那里。
To make sense, when you're saying he's staying there, you would have to be pointing at some building. Repeat, he's staying there.
他住在那里。他住在那里。
Try the whole exchange now. You're staying at the Ambassador Hotel, but he's staying over there.
你住在哪里？
我住在这里。
他呢？
他住在那里。
Again.
你住在哪里？
我住在这里。
他呢？
他住在那里。
But perhaps instead of staying in a hotel, you were invited to stay with friends.Listen.
你住在哪里？
我住在朋友家。
In the word for friend, 朋友, the first syllable has the rising tone, and the second syllable is in the neutral tone. Repeat friend.
朋友。朋友。朋友。
The word for house, 家, has the high tone. Repeat house.
家。家家
The phrase 朋友家 means a friend's house, but you'll notice that there's nothing in the phrase to indicate the possessive, like the English apostrophe S. Repeat, I'm staying at a friend's house.
我住在朋友家。我住在朋友家。
Now assume that you're staying with friends and answer the next question.
你住在哪里？
我住在朋友家。
Again.
你住在哪里？
我住在朋友家。
How do you say a friend's house?
朋友家。
How do you say my house?
我家。
How do you say Mr. Lee's house?
李先生家。
After your friend finds out that you are staying with friends, the conversation might continue like this.
你朋友家在哪里？
他家在大理街。
Repeat the word for street. It has the high tone.
接接接
Repeat. Dali Street.
大理街大理街大理街
Repeat. His house is on Dali Street.
他家在大理街他家在大理街
Try answering the following questions. Assume that you're staying with friends who live on Dali Street.
你住在哪里？
我住在朋友家。
你朋友家在哪里？
我朋友家在大理街。
Again.
你住在哪里？
我住在朋友家。
你朋友家在哪里？
我朋友家在大理街。
Now the next thing you might be asked is your friend's address. Listen.
你朋友的地址是？
他的地址是大理街42号。
The word for address is 地址. The first syllable has a falling tone and the second syllable has a low tone. However, in normal conversation, the second syllable becomes neutral. Repeat address.
地址地址地址
Here's the exchange again. This time, listen for the possessive marker 的.
你朋友的地址是
他的地址是大理街42号。
So far on this tape, you've expressed possessive relationships by simply putting the possessor in front of the possessed. For example, 我朋友 my friend, literally, I friend, or 李先生家 Mr. Lee's house, literally, Mr. Lee house. But notice that in the expression, 你的地址 your address,The possessive relationship is made explicit by the possessive marker 的. You've seen this before in expressions like 方宝兰的先生, which is literally 方宝兰's husband. Usually only very close relationships are left unmarked. Repeat his address.
他的地址他的地址他的地址
How do you say my address?
我的地址
How do you say my friend's address?
我朋友的地址
Repeat after the speaker. What's your friend's address?
你朋友的地址是你朋友的地址是
Here, the question is asked using a device we also use in English, trailing off and allowing the other speaker to fill in the information. Your friend's address is... Try asking the question ahead of the speaker.
你朋友的地址是...
Again.
你朋友的地址是...
Now listen to the reply.His address is number 42 Dali Street.
他的地址是大理街42号。他的地址是大理街42号。
Just as in the question, 你是美国哪的人? You proceed from general to specific or larger to smaller. Here, it's the street first, then the house number.Repeat the word for number as in house number.
How? How? How?
Repeat, number 42, Dali Street.
大理街42号。大理街42号。 大理街42号。
Now repeat, his address is number 42, Dali Street.
他的地址是大理街42号。他的地址是大理街42号。
What's the word for address?
地址。
What's the word for street?
街。
What's the word for number, as in house number?
号。
How do you say, his address is number 42, Dali Street?
他的地址是大理街42号。
Now try answering some questions. Assume that you're staying in Taipei with friends who live at number 42 Dali Street.
你住在台北吗？
我住在台北。
你住在哪里？
我住在朋友家。
你朋友家在哪里？
我朋友家在大理街。
你朋友的地址是？
他的地址是大理街42号。
Again,
你住在台北吗？
我住在台北。
你住在哪里？
我住在朋友家。
哦，你朋友家在哪里？
我朋友家在大理街。
你朋友的地址是？
他的地址是大理街42号。
Now let's go back to your first day in Taipei. As you approached your hotel, you recognized it from descriptions.
那是国宾大饭店吧？
是。
The marker "ba" is used when you have reason to believe your information is correct, but you've never had it confirmed. Actually, this is more common than you might think. Using "ba" in sentences gives it a tone like the English, I suppose that's, or that must be. You suggest the information rather than state it bluntly. Repeat, that must be the Ambassador Hotel.
那是国宾大饭店吧？那是国宾大饭店吧？
You'll notice that the word ne, that, unlike the ne in nega, which, does not need to be followed by another syllable to be a complete word. Try saying, that must be the Ambassador Hotel, ahead of the speaker.
那是国宾大饭店吧。
Try it again. This time you'll get a reply as well as a confirmation.
那是国宾大饭店吧？
是。
If you really didn't know whether or not it was the Ambassador Hotel, you would phrase your question differently. Listen.
请问，那是国宾大饭店吗？
是的，那是国宾大饭店。
Repeat. May I ask, is that the Ambassador Hotel?
请问，那是国宾大饭店吗？请问，那是国宾大饭店吗？
How do you say, that must be the Ambassador Hotel?
那是国宾大饭店吧。
How do you say, may I ask, is that the Ambassador Hotel?
请问，那是国宾大饭店吗？
Listen to the answer.
是的，那是国宾大饭店。
The short answer, 是的, is another form of 是. Repeat the short answer, yes.
是的。是的。是的。
Repeat the sentence, yes, that's the Ambassador Hotel.
是的,那是国宾大饭店。 是的，那是国宾大饭店。
Try answering the next question. Answer, yes, that's the Ambassador Hotel.
请问那是国宾大饭店吗？
是的，那是国宾大饭店。
Now listen to another conversation. In this conversation, two old classmates who haven't seen each other in a long time recognize one another on the street. Listen.
Oh, 方敏珍，你好啊。
你好，你是马明礼吧？
是的，方敏珍，你现在住在哪里？
我住在朋友家。
啊，您朋友家在哪里？
他住在大理街18号。
Now you take the part of Fang Minzhen. You don't quite recognize Ma Mingli at first, so you need to ask to be sure. Then you answer his questions. You're living with friends at number 18, Dali Street.
Oh, Fang Minzhen, 你好啊。
你好，你是马明礼吧？
是的，方敏珍，你现在住在哪里？
我住在朋友家。
啊，你朋友家在哪里？
他住在大理街18号。
Try it again.
哦，方敏珍，你好啊。
你好，你是马明礼吧？
是的，方敏珍，你现在住在哪里？
我住在朋友家。
啊，你朋友家在哪里？
他住在大理街18号。
Now let's turn to another topic. Talking about where someone works. Listen.
你朋友现在在哪里工作？
他在台南工作。
Repeat the verb to work. The tone pattern is high falling.
工作，工作，工作。
Notice that there are two verbs in the sentence, 他在台南工作。The first verb, 在, indicates the location and along with the place name describes the second verb, 工作, which indicates the action.So a verb such as 在 can be the main verb in a sentence or take a backseat to another verb such as 工作. When it's not the main verb, we call 在 a prepositional verb and translate it as in, at, or on. Repeat the sentence, he works in 台南.
他在台南工作。他在台南工作。
Also, you'll notice that in the Chinese sentence, 他在台南工作。The order is place and then action, unlike the English sentence. How do you say, he works in 台南?
他在台南工作。
Try answering the next question. Answer that your friend works in 台南.
你朋友现在在哪里工作?
他在台南工作。
Again.
你朋友现在在哪里工作？
他在台南工作。
Here's a similar exchange. Listen.
你在哪里工作？
我在银行工作。
Repeat the word for bank.
银行，银行，银行。
Notice that the final sound of 银Sounds almost, but not quite, like NG. Try saying bank again.
银行，银行，银行。
Repeat, I work at a bank.
我在银行工作。我在银行工作。
What's the word for bank?
银行。
How do you say, I work at a bank?
我在银行工作。
Try answering the next question. Assume that you work at a bank.
你在哪里工作？
我在银行工作。
Again,
你在哪里工作？
我在银行工作。
Now let's review what we've covered in this unit. I'll give you an English sentence and you put it into Chinese. Let's start. 1. I'm staying at a friend's house.
我住在朋友家。
His house is on Dali Street.
他家在大理街。
2. My friend is now in Tainan.
我朋友现在在台南。
He works in Tainan.
他在台南工作。
3.Is that the Ambassador Hotel?
那是国宾大饭店吗？
Yes, that's the Ambassador Hotel.
是的，那是国宾大饭店。
Are you staying there?
你住在那里吗？
No, I'm staying here.
不，我住在这里。
4. What's your friend's address?
你朋友的地址是？
His address is number 42 Dali Street.
他的地址是大理街42号。
This is the end of the tape. End of Biographic Information Module, Unit 2, Production Tape 1.